Probably we have to unhook ourselves.
Or passively, but need to express our response in song and movement.
That children learn about power and mutuality is in a game that we are all familiar with. Follow the leader. It is a game that enables children to learn about the ways in which their friends experience the world, and at the same time try on that experience in their own bodies. I'd like all of you to stand up. And you all can go back. You all can go back and sit down. Mm-hmm. Now you can continue to wear these, do what you want with them. You can color on them during the weekend. We'll be using them for a variety of different things. And for now, what I'd like you to do is to shake your spirit back down into your body. Feel those fat ankles again. Spirit in your hands, in your arms, in your torso, in your voice. You know, if someone walked in the door right now, I wonder if they would guess this was reimagining or some other religious gathering. Hands, hands, hands are so wonderful. Just stop and look at your hands. Look at your hands. Hands. We are called to be God's hands and God's heart in the world. Carter Hayward says that. Look at the other side of your hands. Look at your neighbor's hands. Look at the other side of your neighbor's hands. your hands together, palm to palm. Not with your neighbor's hands yet, Jean. You'll get your chance. No, not with your neighbor's hands, just your own hands. Aha! Some of you are way advanced. Take a breath. Let it out. Reach to someone next to you and shake their hand. And then just hold it. Have your neighbor's hands, have it in your body. Feel what it feels like to have that skin next to your skin. Feel what it feels like to have their hand holding yours. Take a breath together again. Let it out. Drop your hands. I'd like you to find someone next to you. And right now, let's see if we can all pair up. And if anybody doesn't have a partner, we'll connect you with somebody. But someone right next to you, find your partner. Very quickly. Okay, if there's someone who doesn't have a partner, someone else close here that doesn't have a partner, if you don't have a partner, you can, here you go. Anybody else over here doesn't have a partner? You want to come up and be my partner? Why don't you come and be my partner? Does everybody else have a partner? Okay, if you don't have a partner, if there's someone, a threesome over there you can hook up with? Okay. So everybody at least is connected to somebody else. Okay. What I want you to do is to put your hand up, palm front, palm facing your partner. But don't touch your palm yet. See, we just have to do this touching thing all the time. It's so great. Bust it again. Just palm to palm, but not touching yet. And have that. Have that in silence. Just have that in silence. Now very slowly touch your palms together. Take a breath. Let it out. Okay, and drop your hand and shake it out. Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to play Follow the Leader. And for those of you who are in groups of three, this is really going to be a spiritual challenge for you. And so we're going to be asking you after it's all over just how you did. But what we're going to do is to have one person be A and one person be B. So right now, very quickly decide who's A. B. A. Okay. Now, by we won't process this, but by the way you got chosen to be A or B is whether you're a thruster or a hanger. Okay? Now you can just think about that. Okay. Now, what I'd like is for A is going to be the leader, and B is going to be the follower. And A is going to do a little dance with just one of your hands, and B is going to mirror what A is doing with your hand. Okay, we're just going to do it just for about 15 seconds, okay? And begin. Without talking, no talking, just in silence with music. Okay, relax your hand. Shake hand. Okay, now we're going to switch, and B is going to be the leader, and A is going to be the follower, mirroring and no talking. As quiet as you can. We're just going to communicate with our hands. Okay, relax. Shake your hand out. Okay, now I want you to take, I know that everyone really likes to share here, so this is also going to be a test of a spiritual challenge for all of us. I want you to check in with your partner about what you notice, and I only want you to use two words. Each of you gets to use two words about what you noticed in your body. Positive, two positive things you noticed in your body when you were doing that. Okay, go.
Fun.
Gentle. Felt really gentle. Really. And fun. Mostly it always feels fun to me. Okay, time's up. Time's up. Okay. That was, again, very advanced. Very advanced. Two words. Very good. Okay, now what I want for us to do is to stay with the same person. If we had a lot more room here, we'd be switching all over the place, but we're not going to do that right now. And I want you to tell your name to the person that you are with. I want A to tell their name first to B, and then B, this is really important, following directions, A to say your name first, and then B to say your name second, okay? Kathy Ann. Okay. Okay, and also, One thing today that you did or that was done to you that made you really happy. One little short thing. Okay? Share that with your partner. Now, can I have your attention? Okay, now what I'd like you to do is, with this same person, I want you to be A and be B again, or you're going to switch. The person who was A last time gets to be B this time, and I'm the thruster right now, so that's how you're going to do it. And this time, when we do, we're going to do another thing with our hands, and this time we're going to use both hands. Now, there's two ways of playing follow the leader. Actually, there's a million, but the two ways we're going to play with tonight. One way is to mirror, which is to do exactly what the other person does. The other way is to take on what the other person does and do it with your essence. Oh, yes. Right. So this is about not having to be correct, not having to have the same agenda necessarily, not having to do it perfectly. This is about playing, and you don't get points if you do it exactly when they do it. This is about having a really fun time. Okay? So the essence might be, I'm going to ask you, Eleanor, to just do some movements with your hands, and I'll be B for right now and follow, okay? Okay, now B becomes the leader. Now A becomes the leader. A becomes the leader. Okay, find a place to stop, to hold. Okay, and have it in your body. Have it in your body. Take a breath. Let it out. Okay, again, you get two words each to share with your partner what you noticed in your body. Two words. Okay, go. Now have your attention, please. Okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to find someone that's, again, very close to you, so we don't take a lot of time doing this. I want you to switch partners to another person at your table or to another threesome. Okay? Actually, this time I'm just going to watch. So if you could go hook up with two people, that'd be great. Okay. Does everybody have a new partner? Okay. Now, can I have your attention? Okay. What I'd like for you to do now is, I'd like you to share your name with this person and one thing that happened to you today that made you laugh. One thing that happened to you today that made you laugh, really laugh. Okay? Go ahead. Attention, please. Can I have your attention, please? What we're going to do now with this person, is another follow the leader with your hands and follow the leader essence dance. All this really big. See, this is what I love about these things. I get to listen to the likes of Joanne and Letty and Chris speak all this really beautiful, beautiful language about some really important things and be really articulate about being able to express to me and to all of us what it is that we're really struggling with reclaiming our erotic natures and having those be acts of resistance and empowerment and healing. And I say that with all respect and tenderness. And then I get to get up here and say things like, well, you know, it's a thing. It's a body deal. It's, you know, and so I don't have to do that part. I just get to have the body part. So it's just great to be able to share the stage. And then we all get to have all these different parts of ourselves rather than having to fit into one particular way of experiencing the world. Ooh. Now, what I want you to do with this partner is to face them, and without any verbal communication, one of you is going to begin leading, without deciding verbally who, one of you is going to begin leading with your hands, another movement, a dance with your hands, and I want you to see where that goes. And I also want to have you, I want to encourage you to share the leadership. Whatever that means between the two of you, without talking about it, somebody starts and then throughout this few seconds, you're going to share the leadership. Okay? So I'd like you to find a starting point. It can be any, it can be a hand gesture, it can be just standing, but to take a breath. And let it out, and to begin. find an ending point. Okay, and take a breath. Let it out. Oh, okay, now instead of checking this out just with your partner, what I want to do is have us call out words. And I'll repeat them so everyone can hear about what kinds of things you noticed in your bodies when you were doing that. What are some things? Pardon me? Sensuosity. Sensuality. Sensuous. Okay? Okay, what else? Over here, what?
Mutuality.
Hey, 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 hey! What did you say over there?
Pleasure.
Interest. Delight.
Oneness.
Okay, great. Did any of you get to a point where you weren't sure who was leading and who was following? Yes. Now, this moment, for those of you who had that experience, is one of the pinnacles, for me, it's one of the pinnacles of ecstasy. When I'm not sure who's leading and who's following. And it transcends, this is when the playing field gets to be leveled. It transcends. It is about being willing not only to be a leader, but to be an enthusiastic follower. It is about being willing to say yes to someone else's desire, not because you think you have to, not because you think it's the only thing that you have to do, not because you think you don't have any creative ability, but simply because you are enthusiastically saying yes to their desire. And the way that we get there is to say an enthusiastic yes to our own desire. Yes. 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 Okay. And there is much more of this enthusiastic yes to come. I'd like for us to take one more breath together and let it out. And I'd like for us to stand for a moment in stillness. Find a place of stillness. Now, in your stillness, if you want to keep your eyes closed, you can. I want you to reach a hand out and very gently reach to someone standing next to you. Just very gently touch a hand or an arm. I want you to let yourself have that touch in your body. Have their body, their skin, wherever you're touching them, have that at your finger, in your fingertips. have the pleasure of their closeness in your body. Have the pleasure of your closeness to them in your body. And feel the power that we are creating in this room, in these simple, gentle, erotic touches. Blessed be.